certainly good to see those that could make it out this morning. We have a good crowd. A great, as Brian said, a great reason to be here, and that's to celebrate our Lord and Savior. And I know there's a lot been going on. It's hard to concentrate on things that are actually very important. But as we go through life, we learn. This will be a learning experience for all of us. I want to be optimistic, believe that we will be able to freely worship again, and assemble, and be able to attend large meetings, do that which needs to be done to further our spiritual growth. We have for our lesson this morning the conclusion or summary of the book of James. And as I was preparing the eulogy for Brother Royce, it struck me. There is no better example of the book of James than the life of Royce Morrison. So this morning, I have three virtues from the book of James that Brother Royce exhibited in his life. And I'm going to couch the lesson, structure the lesson is the right word, structure the lesson in that regard. Brother Steiner had a devotional he sends out in his email, and I thought this one was really good. The lesson is relatively short this morning, so I think there's time. It's very appropriate. And so I'll read it. Recognize there's some poetic license that is being used here in what I'm going to tell you. But the impact, I think, is worth it. The sound is high above you. A trumpet? A choir of trumpets? You don't know, but you want to know. So you pull over, get out of your car, and look up. And as you do, you see you aren't the only curious one. The roadside has become a parking lot. Car doors are open, and people are staring at the sky. Shoppers are racing out of the grocery store. The Little League baseball game across the street has come to a halt. Players and parents are searching the clouds, and what they see and what you see has never been seen before. As if the sky were a curtain, the drapes of the atmosphere part. A brilliant light spills onto the earth. There are no shadows, none. From every hue ever seen and a million more never seen, riding on the flow is an endless fleet of angels. They pass through the curtains one myriad at a time until they occupy every square inch of the sky, north, south, east, west. Thousands of silvery wings rise and fall in unison, and over the sound of the trumpets, you can hear the cherubim and the seraphim chanting, "Holy, holy, holy." The final flank of angels is followed by 24 silver beaded elders and a multitude of souls who join the angels in worship. And suddenly, the heavens are quiet. All is quiet. The angels turn, you turn, the entire world turns, and there he is, Jesus Christ. Through waves of light, you see the silhouetted figure of Christ the King. He is atop a great stallion, and the stallion is atop a billowing cloud. He opens his mouth, and you are surrounded by his declaration, "I am the Alpha and the Omega." The angels bow their heads, the elders remove their crowns, and before you is a figure so consuming that instantly you know nothing else matters. Forget stock markets and school reports, sales meetings and football games. Nothing is newsworthy. All that mattered matters no more, for Christ has come. Since our lives have been somewhat upended by the multitude of rules and declarations regarding the virus and its containment, I just thought, well, yes, there's a lot of things that used to matter, don't matter. Can't go to that meeting or you can't go to that store anymore. But there's going to come a day when nothing else matters, and we had better be prepared. All right. Lessons from the Epistle of James as lived by Brother Royce Morrison. Brother Royce will be sorely missed in this congregation. His life was an example to many, myself included. As I was preparing the eulogy, it dawned on me how well he lived the life lessons that we have learned in the book of James. And this morning, as we conclude our study of the book of James, I want to use the life of Brother Royce as an illustration of the principles that we have learned. Our time is limited this morning, so I'm going to confine my remarks to three principles that Brother Royce exemplified in his life. Number one, never lose sight of the perfect gift from God. Number two, consider your trials as joy. And three, pray fervently. The song that Jeff led this morning, the prayer that Brother Brian led, both mentioned our trials, to count our trials as a blessing, to recognize the good that can come out of the hardships that come our way. And Brother Royce is a great example of that. So to introduce our thoughts, I want to look at the first one, James, this first chapter, verses 17 and 18. James writes, "Every good and every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." Brother Royce believed that we should never ever lose sight of our Savior. And in fact, as I said at the eulogy, Brother Royce possessed a heart that was much larger than his body. He was always giving the unfortunate and the downtrodden another chance, a helping hand, an encouraging word, and an opportunity to try again. You see, he realized that God gave us the most wonderful gift that could ever be given, his Son, Jesus Christ. And reading again, James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Because God has done so much for us, Brother Royce believed in helping as many others as possible. And as I said at the time, during this past week, many of us have reflected upon the resurrection. Brother Royce taught all of us a very valuable lesson regarding our eternal destiny. I wanted to share again the devotional written by Leroy Brownlow. And he said, "Apart from our own resurrection, there's no abiding purpose in life and no eternal hope in death. Our birth was our entrance into this world. Our living here is our schooling." I thought that was real appropriate for Royce. "And our death shall be our exit from this life and our entrance into another life. Indeed, death has its kindlier aspects. God designed our destiny as gain, to bring relief from pain, to stop the flow of tears, to shorten the days of trial, and to bid the soul go free." See, Royce lived in view of that eternity. He prepared himself. And during one of my last visits with Brother Royce, he told me he was ready to meet the Lord and to leave this earthly trail, that he was prepared. He embraced the power of the resurrection and the promise of eternal life to all of us who are faithful in Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul told us about this power of the resurrection, this perfect gift, in Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14. "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." There is no greater gift that could have been given to us, to all of mankind, than our Savior Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. And he rose to be at the right hand of God. He is there right now as our intercessor, pleading for us. And I know that Brother Royce would just say, don't ever, ever lose sight of that great gift. Not only should we keep our eyes on our Lord Jesus, but we should also consider our trials as joy. I visited with Brother Royce often. I never heard him complain about his circumstances. He never ever talked about other people, ran them down. He never ever did that. He never complained about his lot in life, and his was not an easy final several years. I had a lot of respect for him. And James has a passage here in James 1 that talks about this very thing. James 1 and verse 2, he said, there's a command that Royce took to heart. James wrote, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations or various temptations. James begins by reminding us that sooner or later, and probably sooner, we will all face trials of various sorts. How should we respond to these hard times that suddenly come to us? Well, James offers what seems to be a strange bit of advice here. He says, consider it pure joy. Count it all joy. Well, this certainly is not the natural response of us as human beings. This response is only possible through the Spirit and with the Word of God. Brother Royce would tell us about hardships. Number one, this is sent from the Lord. And number two, this is necessary for my spiritual growth. It's a great attitude, one that takes a lot of maturity to enjoy, to put on. Even if we want to go back, we can't. We can't stay where we are. God's call is always onward, forward, moving out by faith into the unknown future. This is not easy, but it must be done. And when we do it, we will discover a well of joy springing up to refresh our souls as we march onward with the Lord. And James tells us the reason for these trials in James 1 and verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. This lesson comes from daily life. God wants to put our faith to the test. The word testing refers to the process by which gold is purified. In order to separate the gold from the dross, the ore was placed in a furnace and heated until it melted. The dross rose to the surface and was skimmed off, leaving only the pure gold behind. And that's a picture of what God is up to in our fiery trials, the difficulties that we face in life. All of us have to undergo some furnace time sooner or later. And some of us, as Brother Royce, will spend an extended amount of time in that furnace of affliction. But the result is a pure gold of Christ-like character. Job, it's amazing how often James echoes the book of Job. Job 23 and verse 10, he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Probably a good one to put on your refrigerator. God's great design in sending us trials and hardships is to develop perseverance, to make us tough, to make us strong, to purify us. And I can say that this is a virtue that Brother Royce had in abundance. And James concludes with a promise in James 1 and verse 4. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Perseverance says, I will not give up no matter what happens or how bad life may be. I will hold on because I promised and because I believe the Lord has something in store for me. The reward of such gritty stubbornness is genuine spiritual maturity. Nothing will be left out. Nothing will be left behind. Brother Royce never gave up. The lesson will stay with me as long as I live. And finally, as we keep our eyes on the Savior and we consider our hardships as opportunities to grow, we must pray often to God. Brother Royce led a beautiful prayer here in the church. It was from the heart. He would remember those that had recently suffered loss, whether they be in the brotherhood or whether they be in the nation or the world. He would remember often the area churches that needed help and lift all of us up to be closer to God. James wrote in James 5 and verse 16, very familiar verse, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. I believe that God heard Brother Royce's prayers. These were the fervent prayers of a righteous man. In closing, I've always considered the book of James to be filled with practical advice, counsel for right living. But there are other great lessons to be learned from this short book. Brother Royce taught us many of them with his life. Let us accept the wonderful gifts that God gives us to each one of us, including the hope in Christ because of his resurrection. Let us prayerfully consider the trials that come our way to be cause for rejoicing as we grow closer to God. And may we continue in prayer, always asking God to care for his church. There is always a blessing in prayer. As James wrote, the fervent prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much good. Lessons that we've learned from the book of James, lessons that we've seen lived by our brother Royce. We never like to close on our thoughts and our contemplations without offering an invitation. If you're here, we can assist you in any way. Won't you come all together? We stand and sing.